Lesson 4. Jesus Christ is the Son of Heavenly Father. Purpose: to help the children understand that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God in the flesh. Preparation 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. 2. Additional reading, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Alma chapter 22, verse 14, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19, and Gospel Principles, chapter 11. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. Pictures 7-1, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 240, number 62572. Picture 7-3, The Birth of Jesus, Gospel Art Picture Kit 200, number 62116. Picture 7-4, The Announcement of Christ's Birth to the Shepherds, Gospel Art Picture Kit 202, number 62117. And Picture 7-5, Family with a Baby, number 62307. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Display picture 7-5, Family with a Baby. Ask the children the following questions. How do you think these parents feel to have this new baby? Where did this baby's spirit live before it was born? Who is its earthly mother? Who is its earthly father? Who is the father of its spirit? Explain that, just like this baby, each of us has an earthly father and mother, and that heavenly father is also the father of our spirits. Display the picture, Jesus the Christ. Who is Jesus' mother? Who is Jesus' father? Help the children understand that Jesus is different from us because heavenly father is the father of Jesus' earthly body. Tell them that this lesson will teach them more about Jesus' birth.
Scripture account. Teach the story of Mary and Joseph and the birth of Jesus from the scriptures listed in the preparation section, using pictures where appropriate. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Help the children understand that Heavenly Father is the Father of Jesus Christ's spirit body and also of His physical body. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Heavenly Father's angels tell Mary and Joseph about Jesus before he was born? Why? Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33 and 35. Why do you think the angels appeared to the shepherds? Luke chapter 2, verses 19 through 14. To witness to the shepherds that Heavenly Father's only begotten Son had been born in Bethlehem. What do you think the shepherds told the people about Jesus? Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. Why is Jesus called the only begotten of the Father? Jesus is the only person born in mortality whose physical father is Heavenly Father. Explain that as Mary's husband, Joseph was chosen to be the man who would help teach and raise Jesus. How does Jesus' relationship with Heavenly Father differ from our relationship with Heavenly Father? Why was it important for Jesus' mother to be mortal? Help the children understand that because Mary was mortal, Jesus was also mortal and could die for us. Also help the children understand that because Heavenly Father is the Father of Jesus' physical body, Jesus did not have to die. John chapter 5, verse 26. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. He chose to suffer for our sins and overcome death. Alma chapter 22, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Ask the boys to imagine what it might have been like to be Joseph. Ask the girls to imagine what it might have been like to be Mary. Have them tell you what they might have thought when the angel came to visit them. Ask them what they might have felt when they were told they would be the earthly parents of the Savior. 2. Have each child look up one of the following scriptures where Jesus is referred to as the only begotten Son. John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. Jacob chapter 4, verses 5 and 11. Alma chapter 5, verse 48. Alma chapter 12, verses 33 and 34. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 42 and 46. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 11. Moses, chapter 1, verse 6. If you have more than 9 children in the class, you can assign 2 children to a scripture. When the children have finished this activity, they should understand that the title, Only Begotten Son, tells us that Jesus is the only person born on this earth who is the physical Son of Heavenly Father. 3. Ask the children to tell you something that they know about Jesus that is important to them. 4. Review the first article of faith with the children. 5. Have the children sing or read He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of Jesus Christ, emphasizing that He is Heavenly Father's only begotten Son, or the only person born on the earth whose physical Father was Heavenly Father. Testify that Jesus is our Savior. Encourage the children to study and pray to gain a testimony that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Suggested home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a class member to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 4, Jesus Christ is the Son of Heavenly Father.